Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files. During the past 10 years, the Jewish Museum in Berlin has hosted over 60 exhibitions, hundreds and hundreds of events, and has developed a very large educational department. 30% of the visitors are under 30 years old, says Aubrey Pomerantz, the chief archivist for the Jewish Museum. He's been working there since it first opened in September of 2001.
Most of the material comes to us from private individuals, from German Jewish immigrants and their descendants. And I'm very happy to say that most of this material has also been donated to the museum. They have placed a lot of trust in the museum and think that the museum is a very good place for their papers and records to be kept.
In collecting and documenting German Jewish history, Aubrey Pomerantz has had a lot of personal encounters over the years. One of his most memorable moments was when he met Tessa Ois, the daughter of a pianist who, while selling her family's house in Cape Town, South Africa, stumbled upon her family's Jewish history. She came to the Jewish Museum in Berlin to find out more about her mother's life and donated her mother's piano to the museum.
So the piano was shipped back to Germany. It was restored at the company in Leipzig where it was manufactured in 1910. And the donor herself, Tessa Ois, then gave the inaugural concert on the piano here in the museum. And the piano is on display in the permanent exhibition since 2004.
The Jewish Museum in Berlin covers 2,000 years of German Jewish history. It consists of two buildings. One is the Baroque Kollegienhaus, a former courthouse. The new addition, designed by world-renowned architect Daniel Liebeskind, is defined by a zigzag shape, a reminiscent of a warped Star of David. It was one of the first buildings designed after German reunification. Daniel Liebeskind said about the museum, "It thematizes and integrates for the first time in post-war Germany the history of the Jews in Germany, the repercussions of the Holocaust and spiritual displacement. It is also just a museum with exhibits on the walls." Between the 24th and the 30th of October, the Jewish Museum in Berlin will celebrate its 10th birthday. It starts with a gala concert with Daniel Barenboim and the Staatskapelle Berlin.
And then there will be a week-long celebration. There is going to be a salon by the Leo Beck Institute, which Daniel Liebeskind will also attend and introduce. The big birthday party will be on Sunday, October 30th. Quite a number of prominent individuals will be in attendance and will be talking about some of their favorite objects in the permanent exhibition. So we want to invite all of your listeners and come and celebrate with us our 10th anniversary.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.